What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven Today, Friday edition. I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. Tonight, Matthias Vandersteen in Connecticut. Join us online. Last night was incredible. Join us online as we jump in, man, and see what God is doing and experience heaven. So we're talking about battle tested. John chapter 12, verse 24 is the scripture. Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. John 12, 24. When we go into battle, it's important that we don't lose our relationship with the Lord. If we slack on our devotion, how are we going to be equipped to face life battles? Do you remember what happened to the Israelite army in 1 Samuel 7 when they lost the Ark of the Covenant? The literal presence of God. 30,000 people died. See, all the enemy has to do to win the battle against you is to get you to operate outside of where God wants you to be. He might not take your salvation, but he's determined to remove the flame from your life. The Lord disciplines and chastises his children. That doesn't mean he's angry. Doesn't mean he's upset at you. Rather, it means he loves you enough to help you and never give up on you. If you really want to be battle tested, focus on your relationship with God and accept his discipline. It's there to help you succeed. Engaging heaven. Are we spending time daily with the Lord so we can be prepared for whatever life throws at you? There's a principle that I believe, and I believe that what is in you is ultimately going to be spilled out of you. I believe it. Like grapes, what's in you comes out. And nothing's more revealing than a Christian through trouble, right? Because you know what's really in there. And there's been some people that I thought were pretty put together. And the minute trials came, they completely like fell apart. And it just showed me they weren't where I thought they were. I've also thought people weren't that put together. And then they just soared through trials. And Jesus was like some incredible anchor to their soul. The truth is, we have to be battle tested. As Christians, you're not going to be exempt from going through problems. You're not going to be exempt from having difficulties arise. What you do in the face of it is going to be a moving target for some of you. And we've got to be battle tested. We've got to realize that God has equipped you for, you were born again into a war, right? You were born into a war of the spirit realm. There's a good and evil war going on. There's demons and angels. There's God and the devil. You're on the right side. And we have to understand that we were born into a war so we would demonstrate his purposes and plans on this earth. But if we're not equipped, how can we be effective? I remember years ago, there was a Bible school that was literally, they were training to be missionaries. So they were like blindfolded, thrown into the woods. These people didn't even know where they were. And they were training to be missionaries, living outside, sleeping outside, showering outside, making their own food, water, fire, sharing the gospel, avoiding animals. I mean, crazy stuff. And I was with a minister who was set to go in there and speak on, that morning. Now, these people don't even know where they are. They're dropped in the middle of the woods. And I walked in, you know, we went to the location and went through the woods with this minister. And we showed up on the campsite. Well, this minister starts teaching a powerful thing. He's telling us how he was a soldier in South Africa. And he gave up his name. And his name was his number, N73261 or whatever. But when they were training, when they were in training for the army, he had a buddy next to him that wasn't really paying attention. And when it was time to learn about field stripping guns, the guy goofed off. And when it was about watching video on how to, like, you know, take land, the guy goofed off and would play with his pencil and just be distracted. And finally, somebody said, this minister said to him, "Why do you not pay attention? Do you not think we're ever going to be in a battle? Do you not think we need to be trained?" And he said, "Oh man, I'm a fifth generation, you know, serviceman, and I know all this stuff, and this is all second nature. I'll be ready to go in the day of battle." Guess what? The day of battle came. And they were together in a foxhole. Then there was enemy fire all around them. And they get a call on the radio that they got to flee over to, you know, somewhere else. They're active battle now. And when he looked over to his friend who was goofing off through with the whole thing, his friend was frozen sitting there, literally urinating on himself, asking for his mom. It's a grown man in the day of battle. And, you know, my minister friend tried to shake it out of him and get him to stop. And finally, it looked like they were about to get killed. So my friend fled. And as he's fleeing, this man like rips his clothes off, basically stands up on a rock and gets killed, screaming his mom's name. I mean, it's horrible, right? That's horrific.
Can you imagine that's how you go out? But I'm going to tell you something. That had everything to do with his lack of training, because he's not taking it serious. So in the day of real battle, you're not, look, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready, right? And the truth is, champions aren't made in the ring. They're only recognized there. And when we're talking today about being battle tested, man, God wants you to be so strong that when you go through trials, your unbelief isn't what is being seen by everybody, but it's your faith. It's locking in and realizing that we are born in a war and we are soldiers of God. And we've got to focus and always be ready, right? We have to know that we're born in a battle, man. And our character has to shine. It's always got to me. People want to believe in miracles when they get a cancer diagnosis. It's like, no, bro. You lived your whole life and didn't believe in miracles. Now, all of a sudden, you want to believe in healing? Can God do it? Sure. Is that what, the way he wanted this to go? Not at all. He wanted you to stand on the word and believe in miracles and live this life. So whatever comes, you'd be ready to go. That's not what happens today. And so I know that God wants you to be battle tested. And I know that whatever you're facing is only temporary, but it's to get you stronger, because there's only greater fights that you have been called to win ahead of you. That's it for today. We'll see you tonight. Awake New England. Join us live stream. We love you. And of course, get the daily devotional right next. Actually, this week, we just launched our women's devotional. What am I even thinking? I think it just launched today. So you can pick that up. Our Engaging Heaven Women's Devotional shows you how crazy my life's been. We love you guys. We'll see you Monday. Can't wait to connect with you more. I'm out.